This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli says meditation is imperative for the welfare of humanity. District Administration Bajura starts collecting information on damage caused by the earthquake that hit the district this morning. At least two people killed, including a children, after a car drove into crowds at a Christmas market in the German city of Magdeburg. And final match of Nepal Premier League cricket tournament ongoing between Sudhir Paschim Royals and Janakpur Bulls. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has stated that meditation is essential for the welfare of humanity. Delivering a video message on the occasion of International Meditation Day today, Prime Minister Oli urged everyone to benefit from this practice. Expressing his happiness over the United Nations recognizing December 21st as the International Meditation Day, the Prime Minister said he was pleased to take this opportunity to congratulate everyone and extend his best wishes. Stating that meditation was crucial for the welfare of humanity, the Prime Minister also requested that this day should be observed every year. Highlighting the importance of maintaining both physical and mental health for humanity, the Prime Minister emphasized the need to help others stay healthy as well. The Prime Minister also attended a special ceremony hosted to celebrate the day at Tunik Hill in Kathmandu. The District Administration Bajura has started collecting information on the damage caused by the earthquake that hit the district at 4:14 a.m. today. Officiating Chief District Officer of Bajura, Rupak Mandal, said that although the tremor measured 5.2 on the Richter scale with its epicenter at Kotri, it did not result in human casualties, but the houses of locals have developed general cracks. Mandal said, according to the preliminary information from police, no loss of life has been reported and the collection of the physical damage is on as the epicenter of the earthquake lies in a remote area and it takes time to travel there. He added that one house at Budinanda Municipality, Ward No. 4, has collapsed and three children in the house have been rescued unharmed. Acting CDO Mandal said information on damage was being collected in coordination with the people's representatives, locals and police at all the nine local levels in the district. Nepal's ambassador to Germany, Dr. Shahil Rupaketi, presented his letters of credence to President Frank-Walter Steinmeier during a ceremony at the Presidential Palace. During the meeting, Ambassador Rupaketi conveyed greetings from President Ramchandra Powell and Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli, expressing a commitment to enhance bilateral relations. He also discussed Nepal's political developments and thanked Germany for its support in Nepal's socio-economic transformation. President Steinmeier acknowledged the strong ties between the two countries and recalled a previous meeting with President Powell on the 17th of June. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. The Secretary-General of the United Nations, Antonio Guterres, condemned the killing of three World Food Programme WFP staff members in Sudan. When the agency's field office in Yabus, the Blue Nile state, was hit by aerial bombardment. The incident happened on the 19th of December. This came in a statement by UN spokesperson Stephen Dujarric, in which he expressed the Secretary-General's deepest condolences to the families of the victims and their WFP colleagues. The Secretary-General condemned all attacks on UN and aid personnel and facilities, calling for a thorough investigation. The statement said that the incident underscored the devastating toll that Sudan's brutal conflict is having on millions of people in need and the humanitarians trying to reach them with life-saving assistance. Two people, including a child, were killed after a car drove into crowds at a Christmas market in German city of Magdeburg. 68 others have sustained injuries after the attack. The attacker has been identified as a Saudi doctor who has lived in Germany for more than 20 years. Saudi authorities had warned the German government about the attacker. Now sports. Cricket. Sudhir Pashchim Royals have scored 146 runs for the loss of 3 wickets in 15.3 overs at the time this news was being prepared in today's final match against Janakpur Bulls. Sudhir Pashchim Royals decided to bat first after winning the toss in today's final match under the Nepal Premier League T20 cricket tournament. Winning the toss, captain of Sudhir Pashchim Royals, Dipendra Singh Aidi, invited Janakpur Bulls to bowl first. Sudhir Pashchim Royals entered the final of the Nepal Premier League, defeating Janakpur Bulls in qualifier, while Janakpur Bulls made it to the final after defeating Karnali Yaks in the semi-final. The title winner team will receive 11 million rupees with trophy, while the runner-up team will receive 5.1 million rupees with also the second trophy. Apart from the finalists, the third place team Karnali Yaks would receive 2.5 million rupees, while the fourth place team Chitwan Rhinos will get 1.5 million rupees. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly cloudy to generally fair in the country today. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping, the headlines once again. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli says meditation is imperative for welfare of humanity. District Administration Bajura starts collecting information on damage caused by the earthquake that hit the district this morning. At least 2 people, including a child, killed after a car drove into crowds at a Christmas market in the German city of Magdeburg. And final match of Nepal Premier League cricket tournament ongoing between Sudhir Pashchim Royals and Janakpur Bulls. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.